One of the other stocks we're watching this morning is Robinhood. That company was out with a regulatory filing late Friday. It said a couple things. First of all, it said it was trying to speed up a share sale that I think was set to happen already later this week. And secondly, just generally talked about regulatory risks here from this environment, particularly with regard to cryptocurrency, where Robinhood is getting more and more of its revenue.
Yeah, I would say not a ton of new news here in this filing, Julia. We all know that Robinhood could be potentially exposed to a crackdown on crypto, crackdown on payment for order flow. I mean, that is the lifeblood of all things Robinhood. I think the bigger issue here, Julie, is this potential share sale. I mean, how much do the founders sell? Do we see a wave of selling in coming weeks? Because we have seen a rebound in Robinhood stock. I mean, I think if these founders and early investors are going to dump large sums of stock on the market here, I mean, obviously that would not be at a good time, or it just wouldn't be good for the bulls here on the name.
Right. We'll see what happens when that comes out. I mean, some of the other recent figures about the company have not necessarily been, or the recent indicators have not necessarily been that positive. Last month, JP Morgan analysts said that the app downloads for Robinhood were down 78% in the third quarter over the second quarter. And we saw app downloads fall for other platforms as well, like Binance and Coinbase, but they were down more in the neighborhood of 50%. So Robinhood saw a steeper drop. You could argue perhaps it saw a bigger increase before, but nonetheless, just one of the indicators that we're watching when it comes to Robinhood to see how the company is going to continue to trade. There's a deal that I just wanted to mention this morning because we're seeing some stock movement. Emerson Electric is combining its industrial software business, not its whole company, just its industrial software business, with a company called Aspen Technology. And this is something that had been speculated upon a bit. The deal is valued at $11 billion. Emerson's going to pay about $160 a share in cash and in stock, 13% premium to Aspen's close on October 8th. But that was after some reports on the deal had already emerged. Emerson's going to have a 55% stake in the combined company, which is still going to be known, by the way, as Aspen Technology. So those shares, Emerson going on a bit down, Aspen Technology trading higher. And then finally this morning, and this is a mover, but it's also a human story that I think we have to acknowledge, especially because who it involves is someone who has been a guest on the program. Hasbro CEO Brian Goldner is going on a leave of absence, a medical leave of absence from the company to focus on his health. And Brian, I want to turn this to you because you have spoken to Goldner many times. You cover the toy industry closely. And so this is unfortunate that he's going to have to be focusing on his health right now.
Yeah, very unfortunate. Look, Brian was one of the first CEOs I got to interview. He gave me that opportunity many, many years ago. He's been the CEO of Hasbro since 2008, really a terrific leader, has transformed the company. And just sending him positive vibes, best wishes for a speedy recovery. I hope he's okay.
Yes, most definitely. And in terms of who's taking over the company in the meantime, a lead director of its board of directors, Rich Stoddart, is going to be interim CEO effective immediately. So again, our best wishes to Brian for a speedy recovery.